Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Pick 240 with the Houston Texans to select quarterback Tommy Stevens out of Mississippi State.
Well, he wouldn't have been the guy I picked. So I'm just telling you, he's got it started out at Penn State, grad transfer to Mississippi State. By a little bit more than half the season, he had been knocked out of the starting lineup by a freshman quarterback.
Yeah, injuries played a part in it, and I think, you know, even he was up and down at Penn State.
He was a very inconsistent
yeah,
passer.
He followed Coach Jordan Moorhead when he was the offensive coordinator at Penn State down to Mississippi State, and, you know, it was Schrader, that the freshman that you speak of, that he kind of lost a job to, and it was inconsistency, and so – interesting move by the Saints to pick to move into the draft. I hadn't gotten the details of what it cost them to be able to move into the draft and make that pick.
Now, he looks the part now.
He's not a big little kid. He's not little. 6'4" and a half, 233, Mike. That's a big
But
dude.
He, Bobby, he's inconsistent as a passer.
Well, he might
and,
be a
you know, my worry about that is, why weren't you the starter at Penn State? Why weren't you the starter full-time at Mississippi State?
Yeah, he could be, I don't want to say Camp Orm, but if he's trying to make a team, you do whatever the team wants you to do.
He's got to be like Taysom Hill as far as starting out. I mean, because that's the size that he has.
He's a big guy.
And he ran a 4.65 40 basically in the 40, so he's not slow. I mean, but that's a big dude. A dude's like you're saying – I mean, look, if you're trying to make it in the NFL, you're going to do whatever the coaches ask you to do, and you're not going to be a prima donna purely a quarterback if you're trying to make it.
You know, I think this goes back. We talked about it earlier. We were talking about the Baltimore Ravens and Ozzie Newsome and the idea of, you know, production follows production and, you know, how rare it is. And, yes, the guys exist, but how rare it is to have a guy in college that's unproductive that can make the jump to the NFL and suddenly produce.
Well, he ain't production over production. So I'm just telling you, he's been wildly inconsistent as a passer. He is a big, strong-arm guy now. Man, he can really fling it. But
can he
again,
run like? Can he run like if he did a read option? Let's say you would go with Taysom Hill. Could he be that kind of guy? And maybe if they tell him to go down.
Eventually, Bobby.
He could. Yeah. Could do that.
Eventually, Bobby.
Okay.
You don't see it consistently on tape. I put it that way.
Well, he's not little.
No, he's not a little guy. The only thing is, as a passer, first things first with me, how accurate are you throwing the football? And, okay, you weren't accurate enough to be the starter at Penn State. You did have some injuries at Mississippi State, but you lost out to the freshman quarterback. You know, and he couldn't get the job back.
Well, they could go with the freshman also with the future, and they said there wasn't maybe that much of a difference. But what do y'all think?
No, that
team got some players.
Who would be the scout or the one to influence Mickey Loomis, Jeff Ireland, and Sean Payton to make this pick? I mean, because when you think about it, they're not just picking them. Maybe are they picking them just to be a camp arm? Might not even have a camp. I don't know. Because to me, they worried about free agency. Okay, to me, that's telling me when you take him in the seventh round, he had options in free agency. Or why would
I can agree with that.
Da 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 bye.
Yeah.
I could see that some teams would bring him in. But again, if you watched him play, His inconsistent nature is the most consistent part of his game as a passer. Right. And I think that follows you. Just like production follows production, inconsistency follows inconsistency as a thrower.
Well, I don't know. He might be an outstanding special teams contributor.
Tommy Stevens, quarterback out of Mississippi State, becomes the third quarterback drafted in the Sean Payton era following Sean Canfield and Garrett Grayson.
Saints gave up a sixth rounder next year to be able to get the pick.
Well, that means they didn't want him in free agency, Deuce. When they gave up a sixth rounder next year, they thought, like, well, he has options in free agency, so how we don't give him options, we draft him.
We draft him. Go ahead and draft him. Yeah. And when he played at Penn State, what was the quarterback's name?
McSorley.
McSorley. So when Stevens played up there, he lined up at running back, at wide receiver. Oh. Yeah, so he played other positions when he was at Penn State because he couldn't beat out McSorley. So he ended up transferring down with Moorhead, and basically, you know, Moorhead gave him the starting job.
He handed it to him.
He gave it to him, but, I mean, he struggled.
Couldn't keep it.
He struggled, and they went with the freshman. And when the freshman struggled, they came back to Stevens, and the freshman was basically going to start in the bowl game. But he got into the fight with Willie Gay, the linebacker that the Kansas City Chiefs picked. And so, Bobby, that's what you have. And so that they ended up back with Steven starting.
It wasn't that he beat out the freshman.
No.
It was circumstances that got him back on there.
Correct.
That brings us to pick two.
Zach, right quick. But Deuce brought up a point. I didn't know this, and Mike and Deuce could comment on this, that even in a Penn State uniform, because of McSorley, they tried him at different spots.
Yes.
He played other spots.
He did play other spots.
Shoot, I think the Saints are going to try him at other spots. I mean,
you know what? Sean made the comment when McSorley came out that I think he would be a Julian Edelman-type player. But that's not what Trace wanted to do. He wanted to play quarterback.
Right.
You know, he wanted to play quarterback. But, you know, but with Stevens, they did use him at other spots at Penn State because from an athletic standpoint, he's a really good athlete. He's never found a position, and at quarterback, he's just wildly inconsistent. So I'm interested in where they're going to kind of play him. You know, even though he's the quarterback, he's a strong-arm guy, Bobby. He's a big guy, can throw the football. But his accuracy skills are way all over the board. And you start overthrowing Stephen Guidry, who's, I mean, he's a big guy. That's a Louisiana kid, and he was overthrowing him, you know. So, again, Sean has to have some sort of game plan for Tommy Stevens other than playing quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.